One of the companies that I worked for, we terminated a lot of people based upon not coming to work on time. And so I got a call saying, you know, can you help us understand this? You know, Black people are not on time. And I met with a person that was about to be terminated for being 7 minutes late, and met with her. And she said, you know, I know that I'm 7 minutes late. And of course, I asked questions like, are you in public transportation? Mm-hmm. Is this a childcare issue? Things right. like that. And then when meeting with her, she said, you know what, Amy, I work an hour later. I often miss my lunch. So I'm working enough hours for the 8-hour, 9-hour day that I'm asked to work, actually more than that. And it got really clear very quickly that this was not a conversation about time, as in minutes and hours, that this was a conversation. So even though we were all using the word time, her leader was really translating her tardiness with disrespect. So I don't think she's serious about her job. She's not reliable, dependable. And so we translated that in time, in some cultures, means respect and dependability, mm-hmm. where in my culture in particular, it's much more fluid. It doesn't have that same kind of weight. Mm-hmm. And not just in African-American culture, other cultures, mm-hmm. communities of color, it doesn't have the same kind of meaning or weight. But that is a really good example of how we're using the same words and we think we're talking, but across racial and cultural lines, those words don't always translate. We talked to their leader, explained that, you know, she wasn't going to be late anymore and that she didn't realize that she was not just hurting his feelings, but, you know, sending a message that she wasn't serious about her job. And he agreed that she was there working there later and felt hurt by her actions. So it was a great dialogue to say, this is how sometimes words matter.